Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Think about what gym class was like as a kid. You probably played badminton or pickleball. Maybe the prospect of the dodgeball unit sent shivers up your spine. Or maybe you were the kid who always got picked first or last.
Today, your standard gym class experience is changing in a handful of schools around the Milwaukee area. In fact, you can't even call it gym in front of Nancy Bradigan. For her, it's physical education.
Bradigan is the lead PE teacher at Wauwatosa's Longfellow Middle School, and her students no longer simply complete units, basketball one week, football the next.
This morning on WUWM News, we heard how it's up to the kids themselves what activity they do, as long as they're active. Students pass if they reach their target heart rate zone for at least 30 minutes each class period, as measured by wearable heart rate monitors.
Mrs. Bradigan says this change is a growing trend in physical education circles. She met up with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello during class. As her students worked up a sweat, she filled us in on how her district is working to transform gym class into true physical education.
The sixth graders go through each of the activities that they have an option to play in seventh and eighth grade. So we cover all of that. They will get an introduction to the heart rate monitors at the end of the year, but they go through, like, we'll go over pickleball, badminton, volleyball, basketball, hockey, soccer. We do swimming. During sixth grade, they get exposure to all of those so that we know that they have the skills and the movement concepts necessary to then make good choices when they're in seventh and eighth grade and pick things that they feel comfortable and good about doing and should be able to elevate their heart rates up. So yeah, sixth grade is basically the same, like what most people would consider your regular Phi Ed class. Where in seventh and eighth grade, it's more of a at the club type of deal where you get to, you know, if you have a membership to the WAC and you want to go play basketball, that's what you do for your exercise. Or if you want to go lift weights, or if you want to go on the elliptical, it's kind of that same theories that you get to go in, choose, and be active and maintain your healthy heart.
Do you think like your role has changed as the teacher?
For sure. Yeah, our role has totally changed, which I find encouraging because in Phi Ed especially, I want to be more of a like mentor or facilitator. I think that takes the edge off of class. Now I'm just there to help encourage them and be more of a motivator than, you know, have this barrier up that I have to teach skills and kids are coming in not wanting to do the skills. Now I think we are seen as more a coach in a way, or a mentor, or a facilitator, however you want to put it. The first quarter, we taught them everything they needed to know. So we taught them about the heart rate monitors, we taught them about their target zone. We went through individually and had a couple days of gameplay. Here we're going to play basketball. Choose whatever basketball activity you want to do, just make sure you get to the zone. So they had to then figure out what it is they had to do. Some kids could just shoot around and play lightning. Other kids played a full court basketball game. It kind of depended on, obviously, their maximum heart rate or where their cardiovascular endurance was at the time. So we taught them all those little pieces that they would need to go forward. That was our teacher mode. Now we are more like in a facilitator mode. We facilitate the activity, we monitor them, we walk around, check on them, make sure they know what they're doing. Weight room obviously is a little bit more responsibility to make sure kids are using things responsibly. Our district really wants kids to be independent. They want them to be in charge of their own learning. When we take away the skills, and they don't worry about winning, they don't worry about being able to serve correctly, and they just enjoy playing like you would normally, it breaks down those barriers. And they get a choice. It gives them ownership, and it puts the responsibility on them, and they more likely will be more active. And plus, they can be with their friends in the class. Another incentive is I can participate with my friends because they're in the same hour as me. And that allows them to have a social aspect, which we all know if we have somebody who's a friend of ours that's working out with us, we're more inclined to be more active or have somebody to be an incentive to you or help you achieve your goal, I guess you could say.
Your colleague mentioned that not just your role, but like the way your day looks is a little different now.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, more of a administrative duties. The administrative duties is a little bit more because then at the end of class, we write down what their total minutes were for the day so that they don't have to keep track. And then we can also then track the kids and like I've gone and if there's a kid that doesn't have a sensor for multiple days in a row, send an email home, grab the kid the next class and say, what's going on? You don't have a sensor, do you need a strap? You know, these are their report cards basically, or our grade book, so to speak. It's kind of taken place of, you know, the old school grade book. That way they have an honest file of their workout.
So I know this happened when I walked in. I said I was here for gym, and you corrected me and said physical education, Fayette. Have you had to do that with kids and parents too?
I do. I take, it's my thing. I don't know. And a lot of my colleagues, they're like, who cares? I'm like, I care. I said, because it's trying to change the stigma of just gym. It's physical education. There is education happening in the classroom. It's just, if you say it's physical education, I think it switches their gears into, you know, this is actually a class. It's a meaningful class that we are trying to educate kids. Kids say it, and I'm like, oh, physical education. I do it with my own kids. But yeah, and it still happens, but I will always correct people. Well, it's my profession, too. You know, to me, it gives it a little bit more clout if you say it's a physical education class, and because, you know, a lot of people have that perception of it's just gym. Well, I don't want that to be the perception here at Longfellow or in TOSA in general. I want kids and parents and the community members to understand that we are here educating your student lifelong, that we are not just a regular gym class, so to speak.
So it sounds like it's happening in TOSA, it's happening in South Milwaukee. Is this something that you see is happening all over the place?
I would say yes. When we had our area meeting with all the FIED teachers, I would say 90% of the schools that go to that meeting have now adopted some sort of heart rates technology. But yeah, it's definitely flourishing in Wisconsin. Nationally, I would assume it is, because the technology has been around for a while. So it's been around, it's been used, but I don't think it's been necessarily used in this context. It's a choice and making sure they understand which activities can, you know, elevate their heart rates. Instead of just, you know, oh, now we're doing a fitness unit, you're gonna wear the heart rate monitors. They're using them every single day so that they have feedback every single day. That's different. That I know is different. I think it's a good step. I mean, everybody wants to use technology anyways, so why not embed it in classes that you can? And a lot of the schools, I know in Southeast Wisconsin especially, are definitely moving towards this because it's what's best for kids. It really is. It gives them a little bit more of a lifelong knowledge than just, oh, let's teach you how to play basketball. I don't like basketball. Too bad. Got to do it anyways. It's part of our curriculum. You know, it takes that all out of the picture, so. Yes.
So if you had to phrase how you're changing FIED and how it's changing how kids are learning, how would you describe that?
Oh, that's twofold. Because they are learning lifelong skills. They're learning to be more responsible about themselves. Like, this is on them. They have to monitor themselves. So they're becoming independent learners. And that is a change, because in education in the past, it's been a lot of teacher stands in front of the room, gives them the information, they spit it back out. Here, we're giving them tools to access the information, and they have to use those tools independently to receive their own education, I guess is how I would phrase it. And then technically, what we're doing as a whole child is what kids don't realize is if they get 20 to 30 minutes of cardiovascular activity in their zone on a daily basis, they have now increased their ability to learn. There's science behind. You know, the more oxygen to your brain, the synapses start firing faster. So whatever class they have after FIED, more often than not, they should be more alert. They should be more receptive to learning. And also, obviously, when kids are healthier, there's less behavior problems. Their social and emotional health is improved. So technically, we're not just giving them a different academic experience. We're hoping that when they realize the benefits that they're getting that are outside of class, that encourages them to be, you know, more in tune to being active outside of class, thinking, oh, great, if I just take a 20-minute walk, I feel better. You know, I don't feel stressed, or I don't feel as sad, or something along those lines. So I think FIED is changing a little bit to be, obviously, more independent learners, and then having that outside effect on education and social and emotional health.
Nancy Bradigan is a physical education teacher at Wauwatosa's Longfellow Middle School. She spoke with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello, and you can hear sounds from Mrs. Bradigan's 7th grade phys ed class on our website, wuwm.com.